Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Jordan Hudson is a name you probably didn't think you would need to know. A year ago, she's been dating Bill Belichick for a little while now, and there's been a lot happening with the relationship. A lot of people are like, she is getting way too involved in every aspect of his life and controlling him in a way that is unusual in what we've seen in Bill Belichick.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff going on that's very un-Bill Belichick-like for the last 25 years that we knew him.
She's 24, he's 73.
Yeah.
Which is a huge age gap.
Almost 50 years.
And what it must be like for somebody in their 20s dating somebody in their 70s.
What do they have in common?
617-655-1234. Tim, your sister married a guy how much older than her?
23 years.
And what was that like when you first found out?
I was like, what? Is he cradle robbing or something? Like, that's ridiculous.
And how long did it take for your family to accept him in the relationship?
It took a couple of years. Yeah. It took a while, but he's like part of the family now. I mean, he has older children from another marriage, and they're like, I think they're 9 years younger than my sister or something like that.
Oh, so he has kids that are younger than his wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Only by a couple of years.
Right.
Right.
Did you feel like it was for money at the beginning of the relationship?
No, God, no. Because I actually worked with the guy before, so I already knew the guy.
Right.
I just had no idea that they were in a relationship.
Right. I mean, a lot of people are obviously saying with the Jordan Hudson of it all that, you know, maybe she's in it for the money.
Maybe. I mean, we don't know her motives, but I think it's a fair question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fair question.
Yeah, I think it's a very fair question.
So we have Michelle, who is from Whitman, and are you dating much older? Is that what you're doing?
I am a woman who dates much younger.
You are the Bill Belichick.
I'm not 50 years younger. That's no.
Okay.
Well, it's good you have a line. 50 feels like a lot.
So on before we get into why, on average, how much younger are the guys that you're dating?
Generally, like 8 to 10 years younger.
Okay.
My fiance is 16 years younger. That's the largest gap I've done.
You have Carson beat.
I do have Carson beat.
Yeah, because we're half the year we're 12, 12 years, and the other half we're 13 years.
That's not bad. Okay. I was 40, and he was 24 when we got together, and it was a big joke. It was my midlife crisis.
Okay. And 40 and now, 24 is a big difference in where you're at in your lives, for sure.
It is, but it's funny because he's an old soul, and I'm, like, very young at heart. I always say I had my first daughter when I was 20, so my whole 20s was motherhood.
Right.
I had four kids between 20 and 28. So now I'm like, okay, they're all adults now. I can live how 20-year-olds live. So it works out.
And do you have any kids that are his age?
Well, funny enough, I initially, when we started talking, I wanted to set him up with my oldest daughter, who is 4 years younger than him.
Hold on. Did you just say your fiance went on a date with your daughter?
No, I tried setting them up. I talked to him about dating her because I was kind of like, oh, you're like this really great, sweet guy. You should date my daughter. And he was like, I only date older women.
And I'm looking right at you.
Wow. All righty.
Let's go.
Yeah. So 7 years later, here we are. And getting married next summer and life is good.
Did you get any weird looks from the family at all when you first started coming around as a 40-year-old woman when he's only 24? Did his family embrace you, or were they like, who's this woman?
Initially, his family, his mom was very like, I don't want to know her. He previously, I guess, had dated somebody older who had children, and she was unemployed, and she relied on him for paying her bills and, you know. And I was like, nope, I'm self-sufficient. I don't need him to help me out in any aspect. You know, that was it. And after about 6 months, she finally met me, and she's amazing. She absolutely loves me. She loves my kids. Like,
I remember when I met Lana's mom, and I was 30, like I said, 32, I was 33, Lana was 22, or something like that. And she was not happy. She was, you know, I was divorced, two kids. She's like, you are not dating this guy. And Lana almost immediately told her, like, he's the one. And it took many, many years for Mimi to get over it, for sure. Well, that's great. Well, I'm happy for you. We're happy you're happy. And best of luck on the wedding, too.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Bye, Michelle.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.